I just want to take a few minutes. Maybe there are people here that are undecided as to how they feel about Jesus Christ. Maybe you're visiting and maybe you're stepping into the church for the first time. Or maybe you've been going to church from time to time, but yet still undecided in your heart. But one thing I know tonight, as I was listening to each song, that there's no song greater than a song that lifts up Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you why. Because that is a secure, eternal victory in Jesus. His story, his life, who he is. As the Son of God, he gave his Son, Jesus Christ, for you and I. Jesus, he became flesh 2,000 years ago, and he walked the earth doing nothing but good, healing the sick, opening blind eyes, raising the dead, touching each and every person who he came across with such a tender touch of love and kindness and mercy. And at 33, he goes to the cross to complete his mission, to save you and I. He goes and he lays down his life willingly, gladly, to do the will of his Father, our Father in heaven, God, who so desires that we would be restored back unto him, to have a relationship. And so he made that possible through his Son, Jesus, because a debt needed to be paid for our sin. Because of our sin, you and I separated from God. Our failure, our wickedness, the evil of our ways. And so the debt needed to be paid. And God loves us so much that he chose to make a way that we wouldn't have to pay that debt. Out of his love for us. He loves us so much. He desired that we would be restored rather than condemned. It's an amazing love. Here's God who has all the power and all the authority. He could have wiped us out, started anew, created some other being just to worship him. But he wanted to give you and I a victory song tonight. And so in doing so, he gives us his Son who goes to a cross, dies the death that we deserve. Not Jesus. When he walked the earth, he lived the perfect life, doing no wrong. And he goes and lays down his life, a sacrifice for us. And he becomes sin for us. All of our mess, every bad thing we've done, every wicked thing, every dark thing, every evil thing, he takes it upon himself, goes to the cross and dies in our place. And through the death of Jesus Christ, we're forgiven. If we would receive in faith this wonderful, wonderful sacrifice of Jesus Christ, his death on the cross, if we would say yes, if we would believe in faith that this is true, this is good news, Jesus did go to the cross. He did lay down his life. It's not my blood that was poured out. His blood was poured out for me 2,000 years ago. And it's because of his blood that was poured out on that cross. It makes you and I whole today if you would believe and receive. And when you receive of Jesus Christ, when you say yes tonight, and you believe that your sin debt has been paid, that God has offered you wholeness through his Son, Jesus. If you would believe tonight and say, I'm sorry, God, I repent which means I want to turn away from my wrongs. Forgive me, God. I believe in your son, Jesus, who died for me. Then tonight, God will give you a new song. You know, because for many of us, we've been singing a very sad song. And it's amazing how when we go into the holidays, the songs seem more sad. It seems to get darker around us. Seems to be more pain around us, more hurt, more loneliness. You know, it's amazing how holidays can begin to be this ongoing reminder of what's not going well in our lives. But as you've heard tonight, there's a hope and there's a victory song. And the victory song is because of what Jesus did for me and did for you. His arms, his hands nailed to a cross, arms spread. Man, that act of death is an act of love and victory for you and I, full of grace and full of mercy. God is so gracious that we'd be able to be restored back unto him through the death of Jesus Christ. That's victory. And then as you heard in this last song, he rose again from the grave. He died on that cross. He paid our sin debt. And then on the third day, Jesus came back to life. Hallelujah. The grave couldn't hold Jesus. Death couldn't hold Jesus. That's the power of our Savior. That's the power, the glory, it's resurrection life. And so the very power that raised Jesus Christ from the grave is the same power from our Father that is now offered unto us to say, come alive. No more sad songs. No more walking with your head down in despair and in guilt of what you've done wrong. But tonight, I want to tell you, there's a victory song for you. It's the cross of Jesus Christ. It's liberating. It crushes sin and death. This is why you see just all, you know, if you're visiting, you're just like, wow, this is amazing. The Gettys and the live band, the choir, and everybody standing and singing. We're gathered together to proclaim one name, Jesus Christ, because he set us free. And you got to decide right now in your heart that tonight, no more. I'm tired of singing a sorrowful song. You've got to decide tonight. I'm done. I'm tired of singing a sad song. I'm tired of going back to my apartment and just feeling just down and in despair. You don't have to go home like that tonight. No, you don't. Tonight, God is offering you a victory song through his son, Jesus Christ, that you would go out of here with a smile on your face. Joy in your heart. Again, these are not songs we're singing just out of our mouth. These songs are coming from our soul that's been liberated through Christ Jesus. And God has the power to touch everybody here in this sanctuary tonight, to walk out of here. He has the power to do it. That every single person from the balcony to the main floor to anybody who's watching now online, God has the power to touch your life and give you a victory song so that when the online service goes off, when the lights go off, when the curtain comes down, you're still walking out with the victory song of Jesus Christ on your heart. That's the power of God to do that for you right now. And you don't have to accept anything less. That's what's amazing. You don't have to walk out of here wondering still, oh my goodness, am I going to be singing the blues when I get out of here? No, you're going to be singing good news when you walk out of here. Could you stand up with me real quick? Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to pray. I'm going to ask you if you would pray with me. Dear Jesus, I stand before you, recognizing I need you to be my Savior. I have failed. I have sinned. Forgive me, Jesus. Come into my life. I believe you died on the cross for my sins and you rose again on the third day. Make me a new person. I believe. I receive your grace. I am now changed forever. I trade in my song of sadness and I take hold of a victory song. Victory in you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for giving us your Son to be our Savior. In your name I pray. Amen.